$4 million. That's the preliminary estimated cost to replace the outdoor ice rink in Novar. The cost includes ripping out the existing rink, tearing down the surrounding buildings, including the change room, and creating a covered rink surface with enclosed buildings with change rooms and two washrooms at one end. The Township of Parry will apply to Infrastructure Ontario for the $4 million. Staff told council that federal and provincial government grant programs would be investigated to help offset the costs, but alternative funding is not guaranteed at this time. The ice rink, located at the Novar Community Park at 54 McCrandall Street, is well used by residents from surrounding communities, including Huntsville. The proposed Novar outdoor rink facility will be about 52 by 24 meters, 170 by 78 feet, making it slightly larger than the present rink, which is about 42.6 by 21.3 meters, 140 by 70 feet. The current outdoor rink was built in the late 1980s. Parry Township is set to host an open house March 19th at the Novar Community Center from 4 to 6 p.m. there. The public can get more information and ask questions about the proposed ice rink. RHH Engineering has prepared preliminary drawings of the ice rink, which will be available for viewing at the open house. Part of the redevelopment includes merging the three lots at the park site, which are owned by the municipality, into one and then rezoning the new single lot. Also among the recommendations is the inclusion of 40 parking spots in the development. The hope is the project can be tendered in June, with construction underway during the summer. The redevelopment is expected to take about 5 months, meaning the outdoor covered rink will be available for public use next winter. The multi-use facility would also be available for basketball, pickleball, and ball hockey games. There is also the potential to see the covered rink host markets, concerts, and other events. Rocco Frangioni is a local journalism initiative reporter with Almaguin News. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.